We present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melly, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Arthur.
Seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, six up on the bathroom floor, four more on the carpet, two in the fireplace. Good grief, when's it going to stop? That's 23 already this morning.
What's wrong, Tub?
Me hair's falling out. I'm going bald.
Ah, oh, there's nothing to worry about. Cheer up, Tub.
Stop tapping me on the back. It's another three gone. Bill, you should know. What am I going to do? Hairless at my time of life. Patch where there was thatch.
Look, stop exaggerating. What's a few hairs falling out? You've still got enough there to stuff a sofa. I can't see any difference.
Ah, this is only the start. I've got my diary here somewhere. Monday, it was two hairs. Just the beginning. Tuesday, it was six. Wednesday, 12. Thursday, 18. Today, 23. When I jump out of bed on Sunday morning, I'll be knee-deep in them. I'll only have a few strands left. I'll have to arrange them in a pattern across the middle of my head.
So what? What's wrong with being bald? One of my best friends is bald. You've seen her. A more distinguished-looking girl you couldn't wish to meet. And she didn't let it worry her.
What did she do?
She went to a tattooist and had a bubble cut. Ah, oh, stop worrying. With a head of hair like yours, it'll last for years. You're the type that goes gray.
A gray, bald head.
Oh, you make me sick. You've got 10 times as much hair as I have, and you don't hear me complaining.
You're different. It doesn't matter. On you, you've got a smooth head. Mine undulates. I look horrible when I'm bald. All those bumps. It'll look like a pink relief map of the South Down. I've got to do something about it.
Why not grow a beard and throw it back over your head?
I'll throw you back over my head in a minute. Grow a beard and throw it back. How long will it take?
Morning, boys.
Quick, give me my hat.
Tony, take that tea cozy off.
Ah, Andre, just the person I want to see. You remember when I first met you at that cocktail party when we shared that sausage on a stick?
Oh, yes. You had the sausage and I had the stick.
Yes, well, I was hungry. But don't you remember when the evening was over, you were going and I thought I wouldn't see you anymore. Do you remember what I did?
You borrowed £5 off me.
No. After that. You remember?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
I called the hostess over and asked for a pair of scissors so that you would never forget me. I cut off a lock of my hair and gave it to you to wear in your locket.
Well?
I want it back.
Why?
I need everyone I can get hold of.
What's wrong?
Andre, look at me. Can't you see anything different about me?
Yes. Yes, I can.
What?
You need a haircut.
No, I don't need a haircut. Nature's cutting it by herself. From the inside. Andre, I'm going bald.
Oh, nonsense. You've a lovely head of hair. My father remarked on it when he came round last week.
What did he say?
Oh, I don't know. Something about Highland cattle.
Oh, he did he? I'll have him when I go round next week. I'll shine my head in his face.
What are you talking about?
My hair is falling out.
Oh, don't be silly.
It is, I tell you. 61 hairs have left home since Sunday. I daren't use the thin end of me comb anymore.
But it's a healthy sign for hairs to drop out occasionally. They're dead ones, and they make room for the new, strong, healthy ones to grow. You've got too much hair, that's your trouble. It's like a garden when it gets too crowded. The weeds increase, and they gradually strangle all the flowers.
What a daft comparison to make, just like a woman. I'm losing hair, not hollyhocks.
I told him there's no need to worry, Andre. He's probably just a little bit out of condition.
I'm not taking any more of those powders. Not with the dog's head on. dreaming about bones for a fortnight after the last. No, I've got to get some expert advice.
Oh, forget it, Tub. Believe me, if you are going bald, there's nothing you can do about it.
I was negotiating for those air cream adverts. They won't want me now. The romantic lead stuff on the films. That'll be right out. They don't go much on the bald lover boys these days, you know.
You can wear a wig.
No, too risky. A crowd of bobby soxers after a premiere. All admiring me here. Me crowning glory. One snatch and I've abdicated. No, I tell you, I'm finished. Finished. Don't you see? Finished. Unless I can stop the rot now. I know. I'll go down to that new barber, Raymond. See if he can suggest anything.
I'll come with you. Perhaps he can do something for me as well.
You better put your balaclava helmet on, Tony.
Why?
It's windy out. You don't want any more to blow away.
Nah.
Is this the place?
Yes. Maison James.
Funny Christian name, isn't it?
Of course it isn't. It's French. Maison James. It's the male half of the name. Like Josephine and Joseph. Geraldine and Gerald. Maisie and Maison. Perfectly normal.
What does the next bit say?
Maison James, tonsorial artist.
What does that mean?
That mean? Use your common sense. Obvious what it means. Paints tonsils as well. But, you know, I think this is the place for us. This man obviously knows the secret of growing hair.
How do you know?
Look in the window. That plaster bust, a lovely head of hair. If he can grow hair on that, he can grow hair on anything. Come on, let's go in.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Good morning. Tell Mr. Maison I should like to see him.
Have you got an appointment?
Yes, I've got to meet the labor exchange at our... Oh, no. All right, don't get me wrong. I'm looking for a butler.
If you wouldn't mind taking a seat, I'll tell Monsieur James you are here.
Hey, it's quite a classy place, isn't it, Tub? Those beautiful white smocks they put over the customers.
Yeah, it's a bit different from my old place. He just used to cut a big hole in a sheet of newspaper. And none of that wiping the lather off the razor blade with the tissue paper. Oh, dearie me, no. That went straight back on the brush, ready for the next bloke. Still, you couldn't complain. You couldn't complain. No, no, no. Be fair, it was only ninepence. What with a quick spray over with attar of roses and a threepenny tip, you stride out feeling like a millionaire. It's marvellous.
Yeah, but they've got all the modern equipment here.
What's the stuff that assistant's putting on that man's face?
It's a styptic pencil.
What's that for?
If they cut your shaving, it stops the bleeding.
Now, that's a good idea. I used to get fed up with walking out the shop with me face covered in fag papers.
Hey, look, this must be the manager coming over, the bloke with the goatee and the velvet coat.
Bonjour, boys. Welcome to Maison James.
Sid?
Not Sid. Raymond. I changed it when I bought the frilly shirt.
How long have you been running a barber's?
Barber's? Don't be uncouth.
Eh?
It's in a barber's, this is a coiffeur d'homme's.
A coiffeur d'homme's? What's that?
Well, it's French for short back and sides. I started in the business last week. I got the idea of that bloke on a telly. He does all right out of it.
Oh, you mean Mr. Teasy Weezy?
That's right. Well, I'm Mr. Baldy Waldy.
I see. Well, now I want your advice. I've got a problem.
Good. 5 guineas, please.
I haven't got 5 guineas.
You've got 2 problems, haven't you?
Pretty
humorous.
Yes. Now, look, I want you to help me. Look, I'm going bald.
Nonsense. You've got a lovely head of hair there. And a nice beard.
I've still got me balaclava helmet on.
All right, take it off and let's have a look.
All right. There.
Going bald? You've got more hair there than what lands on my floor in a week.
I tell you, it's pouring out. More and more every morning. Surely you can do something about it.
Stand on your head every morning.
Will that stop it dropping out?
No, but it won't have so far to fall, will it?
Oh.
Oh, yes. Very amusing, yes. Or then again, you could try massaging your head with beer.
How does that work?
Well, you pour a glass of beer over your head, stout preferably, just before you go to bed, and you rub it well in with your fingers.
Yes?
Well, while you're asleep, the roots of the hair sort of feed on the beer, see?
Naturally.
Well, when I used up all the beer that's soaked in, the hairs start working their way upwards and they poke out of the top of your head to see if there's any more beer.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, you wait till they're about 2 inches long and then you do it. Do what? Tie a knot in them so they can't get back.
I say, look here. Stop playing about. This is serious.
Look, don't bother me, Hancock. Go home. Going bald. Nothing wrong with your hair. Stop wasting my time. I've never seen a better head of hair.
Oh, I am glad. I was so worried about it. I was ready to spend me life savings on it.
Oi.
Pardon? What?
Let me have another look. Yes. Now, why didn't I see it before?
What?
Galloping baldness. It's falling out all over the place.
No!
Yes. You can always tell. It's a simple test. You just grab hold of a handful and out it comes.
Wait a minute.
It comes out. As easy as that. And it's a worse kind of baldness.
Yes, no skin. Oh, please. You must do something. Please save me, Barnett.
All right, it'll cost you a fortune, but I think I can save it.
Anything, anything. Your career depends upon it.
It'll be very expensive. Now, let's see now. I'll give you an estimate. How much you got in the bank?
£300?
Yes. Well, I can save a sideboards for that. Any insurance policies, deeds on the house?
Well, yes.
Well, sign them over to me, and that's the back and front taken care of. Now, that just leaves a bit in the middle, doesn't it? What about your mother's house?
Oh, no, I couldn't.
No? Has she got any jewelry she wouldn't miss?
No. You had it all last year when you were curing me of that rare tropical disease you discovered I'd got. You said you were the only white man who'd ever seen it, remember?
Oh, yes. You had any more trouble with it?
No, not a sign of it, Touchwood. You did a marvellous job on that. A quick dance round me bed in the grass skirt. A crushed rhinoceros horn in me tea. Marvellous. Drove it right out of the house. I'll always be grateful, Sid. Still, if you could get rid of the baldness, I'd be most obliged.
Yes. Well, it's this middle bit that we're worried about, isn't it?
Yes, I can't walk around all day with my head poking out.
No. Of course, you could always cover it over with boot polish.
It's not the same, though, is it?
No. Have you got a car?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I haven't. Now, that's the middle taken care of. Well, I think we'd better start treatment right away. I'll give you a prescription. Go and get it made up. Follow the instructions and come back and see me in a week's time.
Right. And thank you very much.
Sure.
What a charming man.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like you to make this prescription up, please.
Well, I can give you the bottle, but you'll have to go somewhere else for the bat's blood and the toadstools. The last time we stocked those, the manager was taken out and burnt.
Keep still. What's the matter with you?
Hey, what be you doing to my Daisy? What are you doing with that file?
It's all right, Walter, me old pal, me old beauty. No harm, no harm done. I just want 2 grams of powdered left oof. Won't be long.
I'll tell you, Fred, I've been working in this zoo now for 20 years, but why anybody should want to swim across the lake and pull out the back tooth of a crocodile, I'll never know. Still, he gave me 10 bars, but I'll turn him back. I mean, after all, right.
Tony, what are you doing?
Come in, Snow White. Oh, I'm sorry, Andre. You get carried away, don't you?
What are you doing?
I'm brewing myself an anti-bald potion.
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble.
What are you laughing at?
If only you could see how silly you look standing over that copper in a pointed hat and a black cloak.
I have to get the right atmosphere. Where's me pet jackdaw?
Well, how much longer are you going to be?
Nearly finished. Patty drops of the blood of a bat, stirred with the tail of a boss-eyed rat.
The tail of a boss-eyed rat?
Yes, the trouble I had getting that. Wandering around the streets all night long with me flute. Hold still, hold still. Last knockings.
Boil it, simmer it, and bottle it up. Then spread it thickly on your nut.
There, just give it a stir with the broomstick. That should do it.
You're not going to put this stuff on your head, Sean.
Certainly. It says in this big black book I've got propped here. Dip your head in 3 times a day. See it? Just before the bit about turning princes into frogs. Mark my words, Andre, in 3 days, my falling hair will be a thing of the past.
How's Tony getting along with his hair, Bill? He's been treating it with that stuff for 3 days now.
It hasn't made any difference. You didn't expect it to, did you? There's nothing wrong with his hair. Still, it's making him happier. He's convinced it's grown since he started treating it.
Well, how can he tell?
Every morning, as soon as he wakes up, he gets the ruler out. He measures every strand one by one. It's becoming a mania with him. Do you know he's given each hair a different name?
Oh, no.
Yeah. He wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning and says, quick, have a look at Fred. I think he's gained 1/4 inch, and quick, put the lights on. Charlie's on the move again.
Well, where is Tony now?
Oh, he won't be down yet. He's still in bed. Then when he does wake up, he'll go straight over to the mirror and...
Bill! Andre!
Oh, it's Tony! Oh, what's wrong?
Bill!
Andre, help me! What am I going to do?
Me hair! Me hair!
What about it?
It's gone green!
Tony, what have you done to it?
I haven't done anything to it. It's just gone green.
Well, let's have a look at it. Uh-huh. Yeah? Mm-hmm. No, I don't like it, Tub. It's not you. I prefer the old color. Go and wash it off.
You prefer...
It won't wash off. It's just turned green, that's all. Last night it was its normal shade of tabby and... When I woke up this morning, green.
Well, it's spring. In the autumn it'll turn brown, and in the winter it'll drop off.
Good.
What am I going to do? I can't be seen with green hair. They'll think I'm going moldy. I'd rather be bald.
It's that recipe Sid James gave you. There must have been something in it. Go down and make a complaint. Ask for your money back.
Money won't take the place of me hair. I'm ruined. What sort of a future is there for a man with pea-green hair? Go on, tell me. People will shun me. They'll turn away from me when they see me coming. Women will nudge each other and giggle. Children will follow me and call me rude names.
Tub, they've been doing all that for years.
I won't give them a chance. I'll cut myself off. I'll become a hermit. I'll live in the woods up a tree.
Don't be stupid. Go back and see Sid. Tell him he's got to do something about your hair or you'll sue him.
Yes. Yes, perhaps you're right. You're right. I'll put the wind up in this. I'll sue him. That's it. It'll make a change for me to get some money out of him. Right, come on. Where's me duffel coat? I'll put the hood up. Don't want the neighbors to see me. Just wait till I see James. I'll tell him. Where is he? Where's James? Come on, where are you? Come out, I can see you. Where are you?
What's all that noise?
Well, there you are. There you are. You national elf witch doctor, you.
Go on, Tub. Throw back the hood of your duffel coat and show him.
I'm going to. There.
Look what you've done to my friend. Green hair.
Purple.
What do you mean? He's right, he's changed again.
This is terrible. It keeps changing color. I've got a head like an aniseed ball.
It's got nothing to do with me.
Oh, yes, it has. Oh, yes, it's that black magic stuff you told me to use. It's gone wrong. I'm going to sue you for fraud.
What do you mean, fraud? Your hair's longer, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Well, then, there's nothing you can do about it. I said it would grow hair. I didn't say what color.
Oh, that's it, is it? I see. That's the way things are shaping, is it? Loopholes, eh? You get my hair back to its old color, or there'll be trouble.
Have it dyed.
I don't want it dyed. I want my old hair back. Just as it was. Lank, lifeless, and loose.
All right, I'll see what I can do. Has your mother got any more jewelry that you...
You're not having it. You're doing this for nothing.
Well, in that case, I can't give you my personal attention. I'll have to get one of my assistants to see to it. Forward, Francois.
Good. I'd rather have one of his assistants. I don't want him messing about with me here again. Rather have one of the lads who really knows what he's doing.
Good morning.
Don't bother, I'll have a wig.
No, don't be like that. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
This gentleman's got purple hair.
Oh, he's a bit of a boy, isn't he?
Well, I'm putting him in your hands, Francois. See if you can do anything about it.
Certainly.
No, look, bother. Leave it. Leave it. I'll be all right. I like it.
Now. Sir will take a grip on himself. We'll all get along much better, won't we? Now, if Sir will just plonk himself down in my chair, we'll have his toes manicured in no time.
I don't want my toes manicured. Just get on with me hair. Get it back to its old colour.
How about a singe?
No, thank you.
Oh, good, because I'm not very good at singeing. I tried one this morning. Oh, dear, when I have a mess up. Laugh? Oh, I'm still laughing when the fire brigade arrived. Still, he took it in good part, though. He did. He shoved me head in the hot towel sterilizer.
Very interesting. Yeah. But my hair, it's still purple.
I know, I know. I'll give you a shave.
Oh, no.
Oh, go on. It won't take long.
I don't want a shave. I had one this morning.
Oh, sorry. Did I stuff the brush in your mouth? Oh. Never mind. I'll soon polish you off. I got that bit from Sweeney Todd. He was a lamb, wasn't he? Oh, that shook you, didn't it? I tipped the chair back suddenly and you thought you were gone, didn't you? Of course, I'm full of little jokes like that. I just like cheering the customers up. I don't like talking sport and politics all the time. So I play little tricks instead. I flicked a little bit of soap in your eye just then. Oh, did I cut you? Oh, it's all right, it's only a little one. Couple of stitches, so you won't notice. There. Finished. I'll bet you've never had a better shave than that. I just washed the soap off and... Oh, dear, I didn't notice that.
What?
Still got your balaclava helmet on.
Look, please. Please. Just do the hair, eh? Just the hair. There's a good lad.
All right, I'll thin it out first.
You will not.
I'll go on. I'm dying to have a go with these jagged scissors.
You keep away with your jagged scissors. Ow! Now look what you've done. Jagged ears.
I only nicked it. Then you're making a fuss about. They'll up in a week or two.
Get on with the hair.
All right, control yourself. While we've both been skylarking about, I've been studying your hair, and the answer is quite simple. All you need is one of my special shampoos. Get your hair back to its normal colour in no time. It's very strong.
Good. Well, get on with it.
Right, put your head in the basin. Quick. Not much room left, is there? Now, just rinse it with water. Ow! Oh, so that's the boiling one, is it? I wish they'd mark them. Now, put the shampoo on, rub it in. Rub in hard. I've got supple fingers, haven't I? Relaxing, don't you think? Rub it in. Very strong stuff, this. My own formula. Oh, look. The water's going all purple. It's working. Now, quick. Head back. Pop it under the towel. Rub hard. Harder. Here we are.
What?
You've gone bald.
Morning, Bill. How's Tony today?
He's getting over the shock. He still won't walk about the house without his hat on, though.
Has his hair started growing again yet?
Yes, just sprouting.
If only he'd let well alone. At least he'd still have hair on his head.
I think he's realized how silly he was. He won't worry about little things like that again.
Six. Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Bill!
Nine more this morning.
What?
The hairs on my chest are falling out.
Oh, no!
Me manly chest moulting. Quick, there's no time to lose. Get the copper going again. Where's me pointed at? Let's see. 2 ounces of bat's blood. Handful of berries. Half a rabbit's ear. Half a dozen frog livers. The yolk of an alligator's egg. And the most important ingredient of all. Untie him.
No, no.
Go on, throw him in. Get in. Get in there.
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melle, and Kenneth Williams. Incidental music was composed and orchestrated by Wally Stott, and played by the BBC Augmented Review Orchestra, conducted by Harry Rabinowitz. The show, which was recorded, was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Dennis Blaine Wilson.
Next week, after his brush with baldness, Hancock is employed as a royal double. The bright lights of acting heaven beckon our hero once again in the one called The Student.